This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My next guest is the star of Fernie Kane and Smith's Caravan Burlesque, playing at the Northcote Town Hall later this month. Ballerinas, Bollywood love gods, underdressed sirens, showgirls and sizzling circus performers. Sounds fabulous. Joining me to tell us all about it is Moira. Welcome to the Friday Morning Show.
Well, I'm very excited to be here.
Now, let's get to know about you first. You've done so many shows
over the years.
And you've toured the country and taken your shows overseas as well. Tell us about your background, Moira.
Well, my background is actually, Leo, would you believe, in environmental science, because that's an obvious leap, isn't it?
Just a tad.
Just a tad. So I actually, the very first performance, the very first show I ever created in my life was for, was it Midsummer? It was a season called Software, and it was a short queer performance season in Melbourne, and I did this little show, and that was back in the early 90s. It was an amazing experience, and it kind of launched me into creating my own work. So for all of those people who are thinking, should I go to Midsummer or shouldn't I? Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there are gems. You know, Midsummer and those short seasons of young artists are where magic starts to happen, and it certainly did for me. I created a character that has now toured all over the world. And a number of years later, I created a show called The Burlesque Hour. And then a number of years later after that, The Burlesque Hour has toured all over the world. And, you know, it's been seen in winter in Stockholm and on the docks of Japan. And it's been everywhere, you know, from Hungary to Paris to Budapest, everywhere. And it's never, ever, ever been to the desert of Australia. Oh. And a couple of years ago, I was approached to create a regional, risque, pop-up Parisian salon and take the Burlesque Hour to Australia. And Jackie Smith, the co-creator of the show, and I were so excited. And we created Caravan Burlesque, the road train of the risque, a night to rival the Malabar, hot, 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 and full of stars. And we toured it last year for 7 months, from the Pilbara to Catherine, to Darwin, to Tennant Creek, to Alice Springs, from one side of the country to the other. And we had dancing ovations in every small town, major theatre, Mechanics Institute, beautiful old town hall. It was one of the most thrilling experiences of my life.
Because the show is quite risque. It is indeed. How do those, I guess, regional towns take the show? Are they quite, what's this? Or are they kind of really getting into it?
It was a really exciting and interesting experience for us. And I call it, there was a little moment where I had a fear and loathing in Bruthen moment, which was our very first stop on the Caravan Burlesque tour. And we went to Bruthen, and you drive into Bruthen, and 10 seconds later you drive out. And then I walked into the shop, and the woman said, "You're here." And I thought, okay, if they don't like this show, there is nowhere to hide. And I was a bit nervous. You know, it is a risque show. There's quite a bit of nudity in it. It's a transgressive show, as well as charming, exciting, alarming. You know, there's everything from feathers to gorgeous dresses to Kamahi Jordan King, the velvet voice of the North, who comes from near Catherine, singing in his own language. It's amazing. And I thought, okay, let's give it a red hot go. And they loved it. They made paper mache chandeliers. They made beautiful signs and a little caravan lounge attached to this gorgeous old town hall. And I thought, you know what? People everywhere are curious and intelligent. And if you take care of them, they will go with you. And 7 months of touring to places that are massive, but also completely tiny. You know, we had an entire community in Catherine up on stage singing with us. We had fishermen in Golden Beach in their hand-knitted beanies going, oh my God!
Now, you mentioned before your co-creator and director, Jackie Smith. Who brings what to the table in your partnership? Is it more... How do you guys work together?
Jackie and I started working together about, 15 years ago. And Jackie's a writer and a director, and she used to be a performer, and she won the Patrick White Playwright Award. So really, she has a kind of a more formal approach to writing and theatre, I guess, in her background. Mm. Whereas I trained as a scientist, grew up with a huge love of fairy tales and the gothic. So my writing and my performance is quite over the top, quite dreamlike, quite symbolic. And I guess those two, Jackie's quite sparse and naturalistic and in some ways a little bit minimalist. It's quite a beautiful combination. And the first time we worked together was for a really big international exhibition in Canberra called Art in the Age of AIDS, which was a really huge international response to the AIDS crisis, and we were invited to create. I was invited to create something, and I asked Jackie to help me, and she said, "Oh, I don't think we should work together, Moira. We're partners." And I went, "No, come on. It's a 5-star hotel." And she said, "Oh, how many stars?" I said, 5. And she said, "Well, let's give it a try." And we loved it. Mm. We loved it. And now that's part of our passion is creating work together and dreaming and scheming and the triumphs and the tragedies, and God knows there are some. It's part of what fuels us. It's beautiful.
And talking of beautiful, I've saw some pictures on the website. Your ensemble cast is looking amazing. Circus stars, dancers. How do you find your cast? Do you work with them all the time, or do you like discovering new talent?
We like discovering new talent all the time. There's some people that we've worked with for years and that we love. Azaria Universe, who people may know from her extraordinary turnaround, bright eyes, dressed in nothing but pearls and 30-centimetre heels. Yumi Umiyamare, the Japanese shock cabaret artist. I've worked with her for 6 years. Those people I consider the kind of core associates of Finucane and Smith. Maud Davey, the showgirl like no other. But every year, Jackie and I discover extraordinary new artists. Lilikoi Chaos, who... is joining Finucane and Smith, joined Finucane and Smith in an urgent hurry. Somebody had an accident in a country town in Victoria. Lilikoi Chaos had just arrived back in the country, and I'd never worked with her before, but I loved her work. Yeah. She'd arrived back from Edinburgh, where she was getting 5-star reviews in Le Clique. She puts Le Chic into Le Freak. She's amazing. And I rang her. She'd just hopped off the plane. Her phone wasn't there. I emailed her mother. Her mother emailed her. She picked up the phone, and by that night she was on her way to the country town. And I swear, when she took to the stage the next day, the electrifying response. There were hoops flying in the air. She's wild and on fire and sexy and amazing. And I was just... oh my God. And everybody there that night who didn't know we'd had, one of our beautiful stars had an accident. There was a crisis. Was the show going to go on? People were like, "Oh my God, where did you find her? We're so lucky." I said, "That's right. We've flown her in directly from Edinburgh for you." Paul Cordero is from Sydney. He was a resident choreographer of The Lion King, one of the associate choreographers of the Sydney Olympics. I call him the handsomest dancer ever born. I tell you.
He's quite cute.
He's just divine. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to come and see Paul Cordero. And when he starts shaking it, it's a real beauty and a backstage joy to listen to the screaming of the ladies and the gentlemen all over Australia.
Now, finally, Moira, why should people come and see the show? One last plug for your show, because it sounds amazing, because I'm there.
Well, you know why people should come and see this show? Because we have just got back from this tour. We have just had dancing ovations. We have everything from Bollywood to ABBA. You will be able to dance with the stars to Waterloo, under the ornate plasterwork of the Northcote Town Hall, celebrating Darabin's brand new arts program, Speakeasy. They rang me while we were in Darwin. We were sweltering in the change of temperatures. The humidity was almost 100%. And God. Vanessa Pygram, who's the leader of the new Speakeasy program, who's an amazing visionary programmer, she said, "Moira, we want you to open it." And I said, "We are there. Just tell me the dates. We will be there. The caravan will be in town." So if you know gorgeous underdressed showgirls, sizzling jazz, Bollywood love gods, Latin American salsa, Mexican Day of the Dead, and of course there's me, the queen of gothic and macabre burlesque, and Maud Davey being a rock god is not enough for you, then there's Anna Lum, who walks on bottles. She's amazing. And Lilikoi Chaos. And Lily Paskus, who's just coming back from Berlin to join us in this kind of wild sort of cat wrestling moment.
Don't miss it, people. It's going to be a great show.
You've got to see it. 8 shows only, and then the party's over.
Finucane and Smith's Caravan Burlesque opens on Thursday, the 31st of January, all the way through to Saturday, the 9th of February, at the Northcote Town Hall. For more information and to book tickets, visit midsummer.org.au. You can also book tickets on the app now as well, which is quite cool.
That is cool.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
It is just such a pleasure. And we open Thursday in 2 weeks' time, and people would be foolish to miss it, because after that, we all go overseas and we won't be back till the middle of the year.
So go and see it.
Go see it right now.
Thanks, Maya.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.